Good morning and welcome to worship on this 21st of March, 2021. Today is the fifth Sunday in the season of Lent and the first Sunday in spring. I'm Derek Engfeldt, pastor here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Saratoga, and I welcome you to this gathering. We begin our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Good, gracious, and glorious God, once again we come together as your beloved people to focus our thoughts on your living and life-giving word that convicts us of our sin and brings us comfort, hope, and inspiration. We stand in awe of your presence, and we exult in your majestic glory. Lift our spirits in praise before you now, that we may faithfully bring you all honor and glory. Amen. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Please now enjoy some opening music, Majesty. Anton, for that opening piece, Majesty, perfect for today's theme, the glory of God. Well, you may have recognized a little bit different view and perhaps a little bit different sound this morning. We have a new video camera that we are installing and using today. We will be using this for our services coming up, and I'll speak a little bit more about that in a few moments. We are hopeful at this time of year as the vaccine campaign continues. If you qualify to receive one, I encourage you to receive yours as soon as possible. If you need assistance in signing up, please let us know. We have people who are standing by ready to help. As of this moment, here in Santa Clara County, more than 437,000 people have been vaccinated, and a full 15.3% of those age 16 and over have been fully vaccinated. good news as we move forward in this campaign. For now, here in our country, more than 541,000 people have died. The numbers weekly are going down, which is good. Still, 8,000 people in our country have died this past week. Well, beginning next Sunday, Palm Sunday, we will be back to offering in-person worship every Sunday. And beginning on the 11th of April, we will begin worshiping indoors. At that point, there will be three options for you. One is exactly what you're doing now, viewing this service, participating remotely online. The second option will be worshiping here on site, indoors, at 9 o'clock. The third option is to worship in here on site at 10:30 outdoors. So this will all be taking place beginning the 11th of April. Until that time, we encourage you to connect with us as you are able. If you are viewing this service at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, please join us for a time of fellowship following the service around 9:30, live via Zoom. There are also opportunities to come together midweek for Bible study. Especially, I would encourage you to attend Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, our Lenten gathering, where we are covering Max Lucado's Jesus, the God Who Knows Your Name. This coming Wednesday, our subject will be Jesus as our victorious sacrifice. We continue to collect food, clothes, and books for kids here on site, and thank you for your contributions for that. I also share with you a mixture of joy and sadness as we say goodbye to a long-term member of our congregation, Gladys Kittleson, who died a week ago Saturday at the age of 98 and a half. Gladys was the oldest member of our congregation. We will pray for Bob, the husband of Gladys, and family in this service. Also, sad to announce the death of Dick Dickinson yesterday at the age of 89. Our prayers are with his dear wife, Glennis. Thank you on behalf of our congregation for your generosity and giving. Your donations keep us moving in our ministry and mission of our Lord Jesus. And if this service is of benefit to you, please feel free to pass it on and share it with others. And now please enjoy a solo called Be Still My Soul.
Past, my hope, my
For sharing that with us this morning. And now the gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 20th verse. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. This is the gospel of our Lord. It was in 1976 that the movie Rocky came out. It was, for me, a most inspirational movie. I was in the beginning of my teen years, and Rocky Balboa, this poor working-class, soft-spoken guy, this underdog, meant a lot. The music in the movie, the training, all this for one who was rather scrawny, but who had faith that when he grew up, he would be tall and strong. This meant a lot for me. I was the perfect audience for this movie. And when Rocky cracked those eggs into the glass and drank them raw, so too I was moved to follow. I too cracked those eggs and put the raw eggs in my ice cream shakes and later paid the price. I would not recommend it. It was the training more than anything else that got to me, this low-tech training, running through the streets of his slum town in Philly, sparring with sides of beef in the meat locker. I loved it. And then, of course, when all the training was done, he stepped into the ring, fought with all that was in him to attain glory. This morning in our gospel, Jesus has entered into Jerusalem. the triumphal entry of Jesus riding the donkey and coming into the streets of Jerusalem had already taken place. Jesus had been hailed as king by the Jerusalem crowds who were shouting their hosannas. The expectations ran high. The air was filled with electricity. Everyone could feel it. Something great was about to happen, something noteworthy, something truly majestic. Jesus was about to step into the ring to attain glory. Everyone could sense it. But although they were correct in their anticipation that something great was going to happen, they would certainly be surprised to see how it all turned out. Jesus coming into his glory. Well, in the Old Testament, we see the glory of God appearing many times. Moses and the people of Israel saw the glory of God on the top of Mount Sinai when Moses ascended the mountain to receive the covenant from God. And then at the end of the book of Exodus, in the last chapter, we read, "Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." Several years later, as Solomon dedicates the temple in Jerusalem, we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 7, "Now when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. And the sons of Israel, seeing the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground. And they worshiped and gave praise to the Lord, saying, 'Truly he is good. Truly his loving kindness is everlasting.'" Isaiah has a vision in his call from God. In chapter 6, he says, "One called out to another," these angels that he saw, "'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord,' they said. 'The whole earth is full of his glory.'" And at the end of Isaiah, the words are spoken, "The time is coming to gather all nations and all tongues, and they shall come and see my glory, says the Lord." And Ezekiel, when he receives his vision from God, says, "As the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face." God's great glory beheld by the people of God. And now into Jerusalem, Jesus enters as if a star was coming to town. The glory of God was coming into Jerusalem. As if the name of Jesus were in lights up on billboards. Jesus had just performed 7 great miraculous signs. The water turned into wine, the healing of the nobleman's son, the healing of the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus walking on water, the healing of the man born blind, and finally, the raising from the dead of his dear friend Lazarus. And now at the beginning of our passage, some Greeks come to talk to Philip, and they say to him, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus." Well, how do people see Jesus today? How do they recognize his great glory? Where do you see him? If someone were to come and ask you that question, "We want to see Jesus," what would you tell them? What would you show them? What are the words you would use to describe him? "The hour has come," Jesus says, "for the Son of Man to be glorified." And that's exactly what the Greeks were coming to see, coming to hear. They wanted to see Jesus in all of his glory. Their hopes could not be higher. The time had come. Jesus had said so himself. And so what a surprise that in the next words, Jesus speaks, "I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me." Jesus had just talked about his glory, and now he speaks about death. A kernel of wheat falling to the ground. Those who love their life will lose it, but those who hate their life will find it. What is Jesus talking about? Jesus, in his prayer to God the Father, says, "Glorify thy name." And the voice from heaven speaks, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Well, how has God glorified his name already? In the incarnation. For in the first chapter of John, we read the words, "And the Word became flesh, and we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." "I have glorified it," the voice from heaven speaks, "and I will glorify it again." And how will that happen? Well, the crowds, in hearing the voice from heaven, thought it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This was spoken for your benefit. Now is the time for judgment on the world," he says, "and the prince of this world will be driven out. So will his false glory, his fake glory, his empty glory. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Well, what does Jesus mean? "I, when I am lifted up from the earth." How will his glory be displayed? Well, I have to be honest in telling you that as I was reading these words and read the words that Jesus was going to be lifted up, I immediately went to Easter. I immediately went to the resurrection. But we can't be too quick to get to Easter. For it is on the cross. It is on the cross that the glory of Jesus will be displayed. The sacrifice of the Lamb, the self-offering of God. The one who is the greatest is the one who serves, Jesus had taught them. Jesus' whole life was one of service. His whole life was one of glory. "Behold the great glory of God." Sir, we want to see Jesus, and now you do, on the cross, in all of his glory. If you want to throw in your lot with Jesus, if you want to attain to the glory of God, this is where you will find it, in a life of service and sacrifice. For in the plan of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the glory of God would be made visible for all to see on the cross of Calvary. "And I, when I am lifted up, will draw all people to myself." Sir, we wish to see Jesus. We wish to see the glory of God. Look to the cross, and there behold the glory of God. There behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. It is there that Jesus will attain victory over sin. It is there that Jesus will deliver that knockout punch, now and forevermore. Amen. And now let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, in response to your love, we bow our hearts in humble adoration and give you thanks and praise as we go about your work in this Lenten season. We lift before you this morning all those who are in special need of your healing touch and the assurance of your presence in their lives. We lift before you Athena and Alice, Ashley, Lucas, and Victor, Darl, Doris, Dorothy, and Greg, Harriet, Hazel, Jack, and Janet, Julianne, Kathy, and Kelsey, Lee, Les, Mehmet, and Mindy, Rashida, Reed, Robin, Steve, and Gina, Wally, and Joyce, and Stephen. O Lord God, you know the needs of all these, your servants. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your mercy and compassion. We continue to pray for our nation, for unity and leadership among nations. We pray for all those who have been afflicted by COVID-19 virus. Especially we pray for Pastor Marty as he continues his recovery, that you would bring him back to full health, that he might continue his service and proclaim your good word. We pray this day for the ministry taking place at Family Supportive Housing, for those who have prepared a meal to serve, and those who will receive it, that all might be blessed, and that your name would be honored and praised. We thank you for those who celebrate birthdays this coming week, for Arthur, for Heather, and Sharon, and Shane. We thank you for the gifts you have given to us in them, and pray that you would bless them richly in the coming year with all that is good. We pray for Mayor Zhao and the Saratoga City Council, that you would bless them with wisdom, guidance, and insight, humility, and strength as they serve the people of our neighborhood. We pray for our sister congregation, Our Saviors, and Pastors John and Jim, for the ministry taking place within and beyond their church walls, for missionaries Dan and Barrett serving in Colombia, that you would bless their work and that your people might be served. And we pray for the families of those who grieve the loss of loved ones. Especially this day, we remember before you and pray for the families of Gladys Kittleson, Dick Dickinson, Yosushi Nakani. Bind them up with your healing power, comfort them with your presence, and with your promises of everlasting life and heavenly reunion. We also pray for the Gonzalez, Kozer, Leper, Strauss, and Thorne families. All these spoken prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts we lift before you, trusting in your mercy, as we join together in the prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this Sunday, the 21st of March. And we welcome you back next week on Palm Sunday. And now receive the benediction, the words of the Apostle Paul, written to the Church of God in Rome. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now our closing music for today by our organist, Elizabeth. Thank you for your gifts.